Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to Procrastination Killer. Ever feel like you're running a marathon against yourself, constantly striving for that finish line while simultaneously tripping over your own feet? Yeah, me too. We're all chasing goals, right? Whether it's conquering that project at work, finally launching that side hustle, or simply mastering the art of folding fitted sheets. Seriously, who figured that one out? But here's the thing. Our constant pursuit of perfection can sometimes become our biggest obstacle. That's where self-compassion comes in, and trust me, it's a game changer. Today we're diving deep into why being kind to yourself is not only crucial for your mental well-being but also the secret weapon you need to unlock those goals. So, how do we go about practicing self-compassion? It's more than just telling yourself, it's okay, when things don't go as planned. It's a genuine shift in perspective. Treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend who's struggling. Remember that time your bestie was crushing on someone but things didn't work out? Did you berate them for their feelings? Nope. You probably offered words of encouragement, reminded them of their awesome qualities, and helped them see the bigger picture. Now, imagine extending that same level of compassion to yourself. When you stumble, instead of getting bogged down in self-criticism, acknowledge the situation with a kind, "I'm learning," or, "This isn't working right now, let me try something different." Remember, setbacks are inevitable on any journey towards success. They're not failures, they're valuable lessons disguised as detours. Speaking of lessons, self-compassion helps you learn from your mistakes without beating yourself up. Think of it like this. When you make a mistake, instead of letting that negativity spiral out of control, use it as an opportunity for growth. Analyze what went wrong. Identify the areas you can improve, and then move forward with renewed determination. And let's talk about motivation. Ever noticed how self-criticism often drains your energy and zaps your motivation? It's like running on a treadmill going nowhere fast. Self-compassion, on the other hand, fuels your drive by reminding you of your strengths, your resilience, and your inherent worth. When you believe in yourself and treat yourself with kindness, you naturally feel more confident and capable of tackling challenges head-on. Self-compassion also helps you set realistic expectations. You know those grandiose goals that seem impossible to achieve? We've all been there. Well, self-compassion encourages you to break down those big dreams into smaller, manageable steps. It reminds you that progress takes time and that celebrating each milestone along the way is essential for maintaining momentum and staying motivated. Okay, picture this. You're working on a project that's got you feeling overwhelmed. The deadline looms, your brain feels fried, and every attempt at focusing ends in procrastination. Suddenly, you remember what we talked about today. You take a deep breath, acknowledge the pressure you're feeling without judgment, and remind yourself, "Hey, I can handle this. I'm capable, I've got this." Instead of panicking, you break down the project into smaller tasks, prioritize them, and set realistic goals for each day. You celebrate completing each step, no matter how small, and remember to take breaks to recharge and avoid burnout. By practicing self-compassion, you turn a stressful situation into an opportunity for growth and accomplishment. So, my friends, remember this. Self-compassion isn't about being weak or letting yourself off the hook. It's about recognizing your humanity, embracing your imperfections, and treating yourself with the same love and understanding that you would offer to someone you care about deeply. Now, go out there and rock those goals. Remember to celebrate every win, big or small. Share this episode with a friend who could use a little self-compassion boost, and let's keep the conversation going on social media using hashtag procrastinationkiller. Until next time, stay motivated, stay kind, and always remember. You got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.